For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason. We're joined in studio by Daryl Good to take a look at this morning's USDA WASDE numbers and the crop production report that was released as well. Let's start with the crop production and the winter wheat numbers. Some interesting things, I suppose, that happened there. Did that crop production report show an increase in the average national winter wheat yield?
Yeah, I mean, USDA, along with more acres harvested this year, expects our average yield to be a bit higher, about two bushels more than last year. That would give us a much larger winter wheat crop. Much of that increase would be in soft red winter wheat here in the eastern Midwest and then in the southeastern part of the country, where we did see about a 20% increase in wheat seedings this year. In this report, they make some judgment about spring wheat, but that's not an official mass forecast at this point. But they do have the total wheat crop now pushing 2.4 billion bushels, which was kind of at the upper end of what the market was looking for.
Will that alleviate as that crop is being harvested, because that'll be coming into the bins here, now and throughout the summer months, will that alleviate much of the problem that we're having as a world food crisis, do you think?
I think the larger U.S. crop will certainly contribute to that. USDA is also thinking that we will see a record large world wheat crop in 2008-09. Big increases coming in Europe, Australia, probably Canada, the Ukraine. Everyone has responded to the extremely high prices we've had this past year. USDA is suggesting we'll have a 656 million ton crop, and that will add to our year-ending stock. So if weather cooperates, and obviously we still have a long way to go, it looks like the wheat shortage that we've experienced the last 2 years is now correcting, and that we will see larger stocks, not only in the U.S., but worldwide by the end of this marketing year.
USDA predicted some ending stocks for both corn and soybeans this past year's crop and the coming crop. What did you see in those numbers?
On corn, old crop, as expected, I think, USDA trimmed their forecast of ethanol use of corn by 100 million bushels, added that to year-ending stocks. We're now at 1.38 billion for next year. Basically have the ending stocks number at pipeline level, 760 million bushels. Probably can't take that number much lower, so they're suggesting that kind of a comfortable carryover situation this year gives way to extremely tight stocks following the 08 harvest.
And if we delay corn planting past the mid part of May and we get into late May, even if they get it in the ground, that trend yield that USDA is using looks awfully high.
Well, it does. You know, in my mind, the USDA's balance sheet, including the yield forecast, raises more questions than it answers at this point. They're suggesting that yields nationally would average just a bit under 154 this year, 153.9. They start with a higher trend yield than I would use, but do trim that a little bit because of late planting here. So the question in my mind is, if planting delays trim that yield expectation further, and if the starting trend number was too high, what if we're looking at 150, even 151 bushels rather than 154, all of a sudden there's a 300 million bushels difference in production. Then not only do we have tight carryover stocks, but now we have to cut corn consumption even more than forecast by USDA, which leads to the second set of interesting questions. USDA forecasting an 850 million bushel cut in corn feeding, a 400 million bushel cut in exports for the year ahead, thinking on the export side that the rebound in world wheat production will provide more competition for corn. The question on feed use is, have we already started that rationing process with cuts in livestock numbers, or will it take further price increases to get the kind of cut that's being forecast? So the USDA basically makes the balance sheet work for next year two or three ways. One, what I see as an optimistic yield estimate, minimum carryover stocks, tremendous cut in use, and relatively high prices of corn I think everybody agrees that's the general direction, but do we have the magnitude right at this point, or are things going to tighten up even further as we move through the year?
They project the season's average cash price pretty wide from $5 to $6, but that may not be enough if the numbers aren't there to support all of the usage that USDA has already cut.
Well, that's an interesting point, because if you look at the futures market now, and we've got Dease corn in the 640 range, say, what does that mean? What is the market saying at, as a season's average price? We're seeing harvest bids in the Midwest at $6 already. So the market is already saying that the average price next year will be over $6. That's above the upper end of the USDA's projection. What happens if the balance sheet gets even tighter? I think we've got a lot of interesting times to go through here the next 3 or 4 months.
And soybeans had some interesting numbers in that report as well. It came in, I think, on the ending stocks kind of on the low end of the range.
It really did. For the old crop, USDA added another 15 million bushels to the export projection, pulled their year-ending stocks projection down to 145 million. I think production forecast for next year was pretty much as expected. But with a lower beginning stocks and the continuation of a pretty high rate of consumption, USDA sees U.S. inventories only growing by about 40 million bushels next year, remaining well under 200. I think the market had in mind that we would see stocks building well above the 200 million bushel mark. USDA doesn't see that happening, and I think that was interpreted as pretty friendly for the soybean market.
Anything else to add before I let you go?
I think that's about it.
All right. Thanks, Daryl. Daryl Good, Extension Ag Economist from the University of Illinois. I'm Todd Gleason.